thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week. And a great guest, someone that's more in shape than any of us, and going to talk about some products he's using and a little bit about his career. And great to be joined by professional triathlete Ted Tricey. Ted, you've had a busy 2021, it looks like, and a lot of good times. And thanks for coming on this week.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show, and I appreciate you were able to reach out and we could connect.
Yeah, I mean, I've interviewed some ultra marathoners, a lot of triathletes before. I wouldn't say this in a bad way, but the one common trait is you guys are a little crazy and a little obsessed, and that for what you do, that's a good thing. And how did you get into triathlons, and where are you right now in terms of your training and competing?
We'll call it athletic career. Certainly is an athletic sport, but racing dirt bikes, motocross particularly. So from about age 12 to 18, me and my family were gone every weekend racing. And then kind of came time to either go pro in racing or make an attempt at least or go to college. And, well, I don't think I was quite at the level to go pro, so I ended up going to college. And from there, I ended up finding a triathlon. So my mom did a triathlon that fall, and I thought, hell, I can do this. So I ended up signing up for one and just kind of fell in love with it. After college, I met a girl named Danny, who ended up being my wife. But like you said, very detail-oriented. And that was pretty laissez-faire with the details of the triathlon. Like, yeah, we'll see what I want to eat on the course. You know, we'll figure out things when they pop up. But she ended up kind of honing the details in. And that's kind of when things took off for me in about 2018 and started winning races. And here we are today.
Yeah, it's usually, like you said, it's usually triathletes come from different sports, and, you know, maybe they didn't have success at first, but the triathlon seemed to fit them. Minneapolis-based professional triathlete Ted Tricey here, and looks like there's more and more opportunities for triathletes as it becomes a little more mainstream. Ted, TV coverage, the internet makes it easy to follow, a lot of coverage online and streaming. You know, not the easiest of sports to watch and follow, but it seems to be growing.
Yeah, I think what we're trying to model our business after, you know, the business of triathlon at least, is golf and tennis, where you have three-hour matches. Golf's not too much exciting going on compared to like an NFL game where someone's getting their head ripped off. But it's really helping having a PTO within the pro triathletes organization within our sport, kind of raising the tide here. So we're excited to have them along, and it's really helping us, like you said.
Yeah, most triathletes have a specialty, whether it's the swim, bike, or run, or an event that you're the most strongest with, or your favorite. What rank them in terms of your confidence level and what you feel is your strongest?
Well, going into triathlon, it was for sure the run. Like, you'd show up at an amateur event and in a half marathon after a 56-mile bike running a sub-120, you were just an all-star. You were probably going to be on the podium. Going into the pro ranks, though, you kind of suck at a 120. So I've been working on the bike and really trying to put the hurt on the people that can run those low 110s, maybe even a 110, 111. So if you can kind of use your strength to your advantage, maybe have those people that can run faster, have them bike a little harder than they want, you can maybe lift their legs off a little bit more and have a shot at the end. But I think the bike's really starting to hone in for me.
That's good to hear, because a lot of for the viewers, a lot of them think the biking maybe is the easiest, or they think, oh, I could get out there and do some of that. But you know, I know that you have I'm sure you have the ultimate respect for the road cyclists and the various tours around the world. The biking is not easy, but it's something that if you can develop that as your strength, that's a big advantage for you.
I mean, if you look at a pie chart, it takes up the biggest portion of it. So if you can go fast on a bike, you can put yourself in a good position, even if you have a bad swim and a bad run to follow. As long as you can get up there on the bike, get some TV time, I think everyone's happy.
Yeah, of course, getting ready. We're with Tread Tri-Z, professional triathlete. And as you're getting ready for a race or even cooling down or winding down from a race, I know we're here to talk about a new sponsor, a new partnership. You have a product I'm familiar with and I use. Most people wouldn't think something as simple as a foam roller being ideal for your muscles, but talk about your new partner.
Partnership is with Rogun. Like you said, it's not something people would really pinpoint as like the newest technology, but I mean, they've really stepped up and made a simplistic product perfect. It's got knobbies on it. It's got grooves to kind of get your muscles in and do some shearing. You know, like you said, it's just super easy to use, and I use it every single day. So when they reached out to me this year, it was a no-brainer. Like, oh, you're the company that I use every day? Yeah, I think we can partner and make this work. It's not like I'm using new dental floss or something like that. It's part of my routine.
Those are usually the best partnerships. Good win-win for everybody. And like I said, I've been using it for years. People I'm familiar with that are coming back from surgeries or getting back into shape, they love the product, and it's so easy to transport, and it's very mobile.
Yeah, it's super light. It fits into a bike bag, and they have kind of a mini-me version of it, which again, you can usually get that into a bike bag and make sure everything's under 52 pounds. But yeah, it's something that you can use every single day. And I just love using it. You wouldn't think you'd love to use a foam roller, but I mean, here I am. My wife's got one, and I won't touch it as long as my robot next to it.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun to use too, and affordable, so a lot of positives. I know as a professional athlete, especially a professional triathlete, your partners and sponsors are vitally important to you, and how do you kind of keep that balance between what you have to do for yourself and you know, what you have to do for your partners as well?
I mean, I think for me, there's no point in partnering with someone that you're not going to use. Like, I wouldn't ride some tricycle just because they're paying me $50,000 or whatever. You're not going to get that back ever again, and you might end up spending the better years of your career using some garbage. So
yeah,
it's all about partnering with products that you use, whether that's nutrition, bicycle, shoes, and then like a foam roller. It's easy to use, and I can take it with me everywhere. And again, it's a no-brainer. So very happy that they're along for the ride. And plus, they're local. Me being a Minnesota-based triathlete, it's not exactly the triathlon mecca like Boulder is. So to be with someone that's made here, and you know, you kind of iron sharpens iron in the Great North. And, yeah. It's a cool company.
Yeah, we'll talk about that being Minneapolis based here in a minute, but your triathlons in 2021, Texas, St. George, Utah, Des Moines, Maine, you get to see some unique parts of the country, but like you said, you're not in Boulder or Flagstaff training, kind of the challenges of being there in the Twin Cities. I saw that some cities in Michigan and Minnesota had their first snow, and it's going to get cold here in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a challenge for me. Like, every athlete's their own individual. And for me, my family's here. I got my best friends here. And plus, the elevation is pretty low, so you can use that to your advantage relative to someone in Boulder, where they're constantly battling the 5,000 feet. Well, for me, I can recover a hell of a lot easier. So you just got to work with what you have. And the climate, not so much. I mean, you ride your trainer a lot. That has its advantages, too, as opposed to riding outside all year long. Like, you look at the top triathletes in triathlon right now, and they're all from Germany. And, you know, It's just like Midwest there. So it's really not a disadvantage unless, you know, you think it is. Then it's a disadvantage.
Do you have other triathletes come in to train with you, or do you go to them sometimes? How do you split that up?
As much as I hype it up, it's still a tough selling point to come to the suburbia of Minnesota to come train, so not so much. My wife, she's a professional, so we get to train together, and you just find out the best in all three sports. Like, there's a good swim group here, the bicycle community is amazing in Minnesota, and then, I don't know, running just so individual, 15 seconds in pace can be the world of difference, so I usually just do that all by myself.
Do you ever split it up where you'll do maybe a half marathon? You'll not do a triathlon. You'll do a bike race of some sort, or in the pool swim. Do you ever train by other splitting up competitions?
No, not so much. I've just been such a tri-doke these last 2 years. Like,
yeah.
Occasionally I'll jump in, like, a fat tire bike race, which is very Minnesotan.
Right.
But aside from that, like, just try to focus as much as I can on triathlon. It's tempting, though. Like, a mountain bike race, that just seems, like, 10 times more fun than staring at a power meter for 4 hours. But I don't know.
Do you kind of pick and choose your schedule based on the kind of the weather or the elements that you like? I don't see too many warm weather destinations you've maybe competed in, but you like the Midwest and the Northeast or out West maybe?
I think that's kind of where we gravitate towards. Like, I'm not going to go to Cozumel without, like, a full heat prep.
Right.
And then you kind of run the risk of overheating yourself and cooking yourself before you even get to the start line. So as far as risk aversion goes, it's just better to kind of compete with what you're used to. And then, thankfully, kind of the circuit of triathlon follows not necessarily a Midwest outline, but it kind of stays around here. You have big races in Des Moines, you have some down in Texas, which is, you know, the south, but it's all kind of in line of 35, and then you go to the west coast, like, it's not too much different, so we just try to compete, we'll do our best, and kind of get the best bang for your buck. You don't want to be spending money chasing something that's not going to happen.
Right. We have some shorter triathlons here in the South. I know I've covered and followed, and wrapping up here with Ted. And Ted, maybe one Rolga exercise that you do that maybe my listeners could benefit from, something that you do with it that would help everybody.
I think, like, the little groove in the middle, I'm going to keep it as basic as possible because that's about as deep as my knowledge goes. But the little groove in the middle, if I can foam roll on my back on that, where it's not rubbing the spine like a typical foam roller would, I can just kind of go up and down, relax a little bit after a tough workout. And then from there, you can work down to the glutes, kind of get on the end of the knobby here, and really do some shearing there, a couple of rolls. That's kind of the secret sauce, I think, just to loosen up after a tough workout and get ready for the next one.
Yeah, I love the sound of that, and you can get creative with it. Like I said, I've had lower back spasms from time to time as a former tennis player and now mainly a golfer, and even sports like that can take a toll on the body, and great to see elite athletes like you making use of it as well. So like I said, it's a great product for anybody.
I mean, coming from motocross where you break bones and whatnot, you kind of, you laugh at endurance athletes like, oh, is your foot hurt? But it's like, yeah, it does, but I can't run now. So it's annoying where it came from and where it's got to. But I mean, these are the new injuries that really wipe you out. So, I mean, whatever it takes to get on that start line, I'm all for it.
Yeah, it really gets frustrating sometimes, no doubt about it. Ted, thanks for coming on. Good luck to you. I know this year's ending, but you'll have a busy 2022, and remain safe, and hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you. Pleasure being on here. You're doing an amazing job, so really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ted. Hold on one sec, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah.